Neil, what will be running through the minds of all the Derry players and all your supporters is what happened in Celtic Park last season. You've got to put that right.
Of course, 100%. That's what I've been saying all day. I don't think we didn't do ourselves justice last year. Our game plan went out the window fairly soon after they got a couple of goals, and we didn't show that hunger and fight that normally associated with the Derry Tyrone game. Although we're going on underdogs, we're still going out to win that match. Don't make any mistakes about it. And as you say, right the wrongs from last year. Maybe a wee bit of revenge, or maybe just to show, just to justify how good of a team we are.
And of course, your supporters can expect to see the Derry players going out and prepared to die for the jersey practically, because this is a massive game, not only because of what happened last year, but because of the rivalry that exists between yourselves and Tyrone.
Yeah, as I was saying there a couple of times today, growing up, it was Derry Tyrone game. That was the matchup that you got really excited about. It's for me, anyway, as a youngster especially, going to those matches in Healy Park and Clonus and things like that, those felt like huge Ulster Championship games. Hopefully we can take a wee bit from the spirit of 2006, Tyrone were all Ireland champions, heavy favourites, and Derry held them scoreless in the first half and upset the odds. That's what we need to try and tap into this time round, especially after last year's defeat.
You've lost a lot of players though, some quality players out of the squad, and you suffered during the league. Even though you had some brilliant performances during the league, you had a lot of bad luck as well and slipped out of Division 2.
Obviously missing the Slant Neil boys, Chrissy, Karen McCaig, Brendan Rodgers, huge players, but we had a lot, as you say, a lot of injuries. Danny Heaverin, a huge player for Derry last year, probably Derry's best. We lost Mark Lynch through injury, and we lost James Keelt, who won us the Kildare game. You can't replace players of that calibre. Any other team that lost six or seven players of that quality would struggle, and I think people can be a bit unfair on Derry at times. Once we had them back, we got the victory over Fermanagh as well, so it shows there was maybe the level that was more representative of us. Hopefully we can bring that through the championship.
You've got the Slot Neil players back. I think the two McCaigs and Rodgers, I mean, they're three of the best players in Ulster, so that must be a massive boost to Derry.
Huge boost, and this really quality hurlers as well as footballers. So they've got so much experience under their belt, despite even Brenton and Carl are so young. They've played in Ulster finals repeatedly. Their communication, organisation, and around the defence especially, that's invaluable. They are Derry team.
Tyrone are going to be very hard to break down. You know, everybody knows how they play. They pack their defence and they break with pace, but it's getting through that defence is going to be the big issue.
Yeah, it's going to be that classic standoff, I feel. Two defences going out to minimise the damage as much as possible. There's always a danger in playing a defensive game that you're not going to score enough at the other end, but you really need to be patient, especially when you're playing against Tyrone. You need that patience and take your chances, especially to get over that line.
And you're probably going to have to bring something new in terms of tactics as well.
Without an element of surprise, it's going to be very difficult. We've played each other quite a lot over the last 2 years, last year especially, and then again McKenna Cup this year. We're going to have to try and bring something else to the table.